recently you've been losing weight, right? Pretty successful.
How's it? It's been good. Last year, kind of like September time, I was looking at my weight and was kind of unhappy with it. I didn't feel like particularly like overweight, but I didn't feel that I was looking after my diet as much as I should. And then I was, I don't know, I was at like 95 kilograms, I'm about 6 foot, just under 6 foot. So it was probably overweight. On like the BM, you know, like obviously it's a flawed but like BMI scale, but I always kind of felt that diet was the cheat way. This sounds like really stupid now after like a year of like reflecting on it, but it was like the kind of the cheat way of doing it, and the best thing to do was to make your habits based around going to the gym and just working out more. So it's like, oh, if you work out more and you have the habit of, you know, going to the gym maybe even twice a day and doing cardio and strength, your do you think, and I did lose weight. I was I did that from about September to February. I was going to the gym 5, 6, 7 times a week, and was losing weight. So I went down from about 95 to about 91. And then when lockdown happened, obviously gyms were closed. I don't really have access to this anywhere near the kind of sort of gym equipment. So I started thinking intermittent fasting was a way of doing it, to just kind of maintain the weight, not even to, I was so proud of losing that 4 kilograms. Cause obviously it felt like I was getting muscly as well. So felt like I could feel I was a lot stronger than I was in that set, even in that short time frame. And what I didn't want to do was to go into lockdown and just eat, you know, eat loads and then sort of put that back on and lose like the 6, 5 months of progress. So intermittent fasting felt like a good way. And I looked at a few studies on it, and the studies said that, you know, you might not lose weight. You might not really, you know, it, some people varied from losing 2 pounds a week to losing, you know, 0.25 a week, and, you know, like negligible amounts. And well, I suppose that's not like negligible, but, you know, like it's like a slow weight loss, which I was like happy with. But yeah, I went down from about, in the first 3 months, like 91 to about 82. And then,
weight loss, right?
Yeah. And it feels really good. Like it's,
And what's cool about the way you've done it, or what's unique, what's kind of, it diverges from my recommendations, for example, because I would, the science, the kind of physics of it all, it's all about energy balance, but actually what you've done is said, instead of dealing with the energy balance directly, I'm going to go to the problem, which is super easy, and I'm going to tackle it. I still firmly believe it's to do with the calorie intake, but you've just handled it in this way where you kind of sidestep the problem while still dealing with it. So I think that's quite cool.
I know we've had some conversations about it, where it's like, you know, you I know you've been doing it too, and for a little bit, like testing it out, and you had good results. And it's like the way that I've enjoyed doing it is doing it from, like, I've never liked calorie counting. I did keto before, and keto is good because, you know, it's like so hard to get those calories, like get to that like level of calories you would have by eating like a normal like carb diet, because like they're just less calories per like thing you're eating, like unit that you're eating. And this kind of felt the same, but it didn't feel as restricted. Like keto did take over my life. Like, you know, you were thinking, I need to do this in the morning, I need to make this and this.
Whereas when you are eggshelling.
Is what?
You're truly on eggshells in keto, like you know that if you goof up, then it's kind of like the entire theory has gone out the window for you for a few days, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you're getting like keto sticks and stuff, and you're like looking forward to like 7 o'clock at night to like peeing on a keto stick, and you're like, oh my god, is it purple enough? And you're like, oh, is this hue more blue or purple? And you're like, oh god, and then it's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. So, and it's weird because that one I did for a month and had like a decent amount of success with it. And that was like 2 years ago, but I've been doing intermittent fasting, obviously had like the odd break. So I've had like a weekend where I don't do it or do like a a day or two. Like I felt sick for a while, and I was like, I don't really want to do intermittent fasting if I'm feeling sick. Like I feel sorry for myself. Like I'm gonna have like a whole bag of like minstrels, and like I ended up doing that. Like you know, I'd say like in the last 8 months, I've probably had 10 days where I haven't done it. But if from like a habit perspective, you know, I wake up in the morning. Because it's easier work from home as well, because I either you do a 6 hours or 8 hours. I'm doing 8 hours at the moment because I'm not too worried about the weight. I'm happy where the weight is in the moment. And you know, I start from doing like 11 to 7 o'clock, and at 11 I have like porridge and things like that. So it feels, you know, you sort of having like something substantial, and you look forward to that meal in the morning so much that I'm like I'm absolutely like feverish for this meal. And for
I
like
don't know, quite an advert though. I mean, some people would find that quite off-putting, but
yeah
it's quite a nice feeling though. It's a feeling of like, I don't know. It's almost easier to than it is to like look at what you're eating.
yeah
You don't want to eat. It's actually you get this weird feeling, and it's actually like hormonal. So when you so for example, just one facet of it, when you do eat, basically whatever you eat, your testosterone drops to some extent, so it's almost like being in that hungry mode is quite enjoyable. I don't know if you've felt that.
Yeah, like so I've been doing the thing I was doing as well. So I was worried about lockdown for like exercise in general. Like I wanted to keep something up, so I started doing runs, and I was doing started doing like just doing maybe trying to do 5K every other night or something, and then like slowly built up to doing 10K. But with doing it with intermittent fasting, it was like you would eat between 11 and 7, and you would then run, and I would run it and do like a 10K run. And the combination of doing that run, sort of looking at it from like a calories in, calories out perspective, without doing the calorie counting, just knowing that like the combination of doing intermittent fasting and 10K run would probably get me there. You just had, yeah, I mean, it just felt really good. It was like rewiring your brain. I always kind of, I always found myself going to the gym at like 9 o'clock at night, getting home at 10:30, and then like being proud of myself, which is like good. Like you can't, like it's good to be like proud of yourself for doing it and being like, have a Kit Kat. And I'd just have like, and then I'd have two Kit Kats because the sugar's so good and it's like releasing this dopamine hit in my brain, being like, nice. So, you know, and like I guess there's like 200, 300 calories in it, and things, you know, I wasn't unhappy with it. I was still losing weight, but I never thought that the diet like this and then having it as like a habit thing would be like so effective. Like I've actually been like genuinely surprised. And I think it's the only one that I've done. I haven't tried that many, but it's the only one that I've done that I could foresee myself doing for like 2 years. And at the end of the 2 years, not having that, it's like feeling when someone talks about a diet, being like, oh, it was so hard. Being like, I just don't feel like it was hard. It just became like a habit that wasn't even a particular thing. Like, it's just like, and it's quite nice because you're saying at 7 o'clock, I need to like stop eating. And then that's like, then the rest
But
of the
it's
day is doing that.
free, right?
What
I think
that?
that's what you like about it. Well, one of the things within your window, you're pretty free.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's nice to, for example, I had like a Domino's, I think, for when like lockdown kind of eased a bit. We had like family over and we ended up having like a Domino's. And like during keto, obviously you can't have a Domino's, but when I had a Domino's after keto, like I stopped doing keto, it felt like almost guilty to have it. And I feel like intermittent fasting isn't the most efficient way of dealing with it, but it's the best alternative to just sort of like, for me personally, someone who's got like a full-time job, someone who wants to go to the gym, doesn't really want to track everything they eat because their job's already like stressful enough. It's like saying, you pr realistically, if you're having like a 6 hour window, are you really going to eat more than 3,000 calories or like 2,000 calories? Like 3,000 calories obviously is like not what you want to do, but like if you're trying to aim for like 2,000, like 1,500, it's like the majority of days you would do things. So yeah, it's good. Like it's I feel like a lot easier. Like even that like small amount of weight loss kind of feels like my body is working less hard to support me, like walking around. Like I'll go on like a run, and at, like when I was starting doing 5K, I could feel my body being like exhausted by it. And I know that's kind of sort of, you know, running more means that like, your body gets used to it and your body like adapts and grows into it. But
Yeah.
I think also combined with the weight loss, doesn't feel like my heart is like pushing through. It's like my chest to be able to like pump me around, like doing these runs. So yeah, it's been very good.